contained program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And it's Casual Friday, which means one thing. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented and ever leaner Elisa Profumo. How are you doing, Elisa?
Hey, Carl. How are you?
It's been a long time since we've done a Casual Friday show.
I know it has. I kind of miss being on the air.
Because we went to Northern Kentucky one weekend.
Weren't we on the air that weekend? We were.
But the following weekend, I was moving the studio. Is that
right,
what it was?
That's it. Yeah. We were moving the studio, so we didn't have a show that day.
Yeah. We had planned on it, but the problem was that the cable company was switching our cable from one location to another, and they couldn't keep it hot in the old location and fire it up in the new location at the same time.
It's kind of hard to do a show when you don't have internet access.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, I guess we should talk a little bit about the Northern, since we didn't have a chance to do that, last week.
One thing that I wanted to mention, which kind of goes hand in hand with one of your shows this week, your show with Wade Johnson and Rob Regish, that it's never too old to compete.
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't believe, I know you were talking about some of the men in the show, that there were over 40 women in the figure class.
In the Masters figure class.
Over 40 women in the Masters figure class in the Northern.
In fact, there were so many women that they had to break it down in the 40 and above and the 50 and above groups, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. Which that's what happens. When you have enough entrants, you don't have to pit the 50-year-old athletes against the 40-year-old athletes. They have Masters over 40. They have Masters over 50. When you have a certain number of entrants in each of those classes.
And those women looked great. They really did.
Yeah, they were as good as the younger girls, for sure.
And the guys also. I mean, the one guy that was 63 years old, Patrick Campbell.
Patrick Campbell
was his name.
He's going to be on the show. He's going to be on the show.
Good. He looks incredible. If you didn't, like, if you saw him on the beach, you'd think he was in his
30s.
30s or early 40s.
Easily. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the girl who won the open class for bikini, was she older or no?
I don't think so.
No, okay.
No, but
okay.
She sure did look good.
But one of the girls that was in the lineup for the Open was an older girl from the Masters division.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So that says something right there, you know. These women really did look fantastic up on the stage, and the guys did too. There were so many guys in the 60 and over group that had respectable physiques.
Mm-hmm. It goes to show, like you guys said, you're never too old to compete.
No, and I hope more and more people throw their hat in the ring. Wade Johnson said something yesterday on the show. He said that if he could get his hands on me for just a few months and get me to train with him for just a few months, that I could probably do a competition. And little does he know that I have an aspiration to do that. As soon as his wedding passes, he invited me down there. He said he's got a spare room in the house that we could stay in, and I think I'm going to travel to Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and start training with Wade.
You'll have to video it and put it up for everybody to see.
Well, maybe not the initial sessions, but some of the – maybe after I've been training with him for about a month, then some of those sessions I would.
What kind of competition?
I can't bench press because I have really, really bad shoulder problems. So maybe I would do a pull and a squat. So I would do a deadlift and a squat event.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That's very good.
Yeah, so maybe that's what I'm hoping to do this year. So that's going to be my goal. I'm going to throw my hat in the ring, and I don't care. I mean, look, I'm not saying, oh yeah, and I'm gonna come home with trophies. It's just getting to the event and competing will be my objective. And if I end up doing well, then even better.
Right.
So anyway, yes, but the Northern was fun. It was a great show. Beverly puts it on. Beverly has good products. Sandy Reidinger was a great hostess, and the event was great, wasn't it?
It was. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. And we had a great dinner at a restaurant called Di Felice. Remember that?
That was fun.
Yeah.
It's kind of an old New Orleans style restaurant.
Yeah.
With a band playing. We got the Derby Show coming up soon, too, here in Louisville. The April 28th is the Derby Show.
That's right. Brent Jones.
We should have him on and talk about it a little bit.
Yeah. Do you want to talk, before we go into the regular stuff that we discussed, there was something that you started talking about right before the show.
Which is?
The Marine.
Oh, yes.
Can we just comment on that real quick?
Go ahead.
Apparently, a Marine posted on his personal Facebook some caricaturish type pictures of President Obama and some discontentment, I guess, words of discontentment about the way things are going in the current administration.
He superimposed Obama's image on a poster for the Incredibles movie, and he changed the name from Incredibles to The Horribles.
Right.
And then he also superimposed Obama's face on a poster for the movie for Jackass.
Right.
And so they are trying to...
dishonorably discharge him.
Yes, because of that.
Right.
What happened to free speech?
Well, so apparently they don't have free speech when they're in the military.
You don't have to agree with him. You don't have to agree with what Obama's doing or agree with. I don't care which side of the fence you fall on. This is about free speech. Where is his free speech?
And the enlisted people out there that are listening to me right now, okay? John Parker and Nate Morrison and people like you. I mean, if I'm off base, post it on my Facebook. But it's my impression that you guys are actually willing to die for this country. I think that, and you're protecting our rights to free speech.
By what they're doing.
By your willingness to die for this country. And I think that you should not be stripped of free speech in turn. I think that an enlisted person should be able to post anything they want. As long as they show up for work and they are willing to die for their country, it doesn't matter if they agree with the commander in chief or not. It doesn't matter. And to act like there's not talk and discussions going on between enlisted personnel about their dissatisfaction with the current administration is a joke.
The guy, his last name was Stein. He also put a disclaimer on his Facebook page saying that these were his opinions and only his opinions.
Right. And so now here's the test. Here's the test. The test is forget about the free speech issue for a second. Okay. Let's say enlisted personnel are not guaranteed free speech. Let's say that when you become an enlisted personnel, you give up a certain portion of your rights, because that's what they're saying. That's what their argument is, right? That mm-hmm. that enlisted personnel don't have the same rights as the citizens to free speech. So let's say that test works, okay? I'm not challenging that. Here's what I'm challenging. If there's enlisted personnel out there who are posting positive things about President Obama on their Facebooks, then they should be stripped and dishonorably discharged as well.
I agree.
That's the test. If it's just him because he's saying negative things about the current administration, but yet the people who are saying positive things.
Why do they have the right to say that?
That's right. Again, if you're going to apply, and see, this is my frustration with judges. This is my frustration with the judicial system. The application of laws are never universal. They're always selective.
Yes.
They're always selective. And here's a perfect example. If they dishonorably discharge this guy Stein, then everybody who's ever said a rallying thing about the Obama administration needs to be stripped and ejected from the military because they're exercising freedom of speech. They need to just keep their mouths shut, in other words.
Right, right.
So, but let's see if that's how they apply this. I doubt that they're going to.
I don't know.
And I hope that I'll tell you something else. If President Obama wants to do something favorable for his current bid for re-election, he needs to come out and say, in defense of this guy Stein, he deserves to be in the military. He's willing to die for this country. I don't care what he says about me. There's lots of people saying bad things about me right now.
He's 4 months away from being out of, and he wanted to re-enlist. He was going to re-enlist,
and they won't
allow him to.
Shame,
because he posted something on Facebook.
Shame on this country. Again, I say apply my test. If they're letting people say positive things about this administration on Facebook or wherever in a public forum, and those enlisted personnel not being stripped and ejected from the military, then they can't eject this guy.
No, they can't.
Because it's not about free speech then. It's about
him saying negative things.
Yeah, nobody's allowed to talk bad. You can only talk good. That has nothing to do with free speech.
Right.
It's called propaganda. Mm-hmm. You know, and they do that in China, and we decry them.
But I'm not trying to get political here, but didn't people say bad things about Bush?
Oh, yeah. They laughed at him when he was on that ship and said, you know, we won or whatever it was. And the military came. Lots of military personnel came out and verbally. Lots of guys, they went on CNN and stuff and Fox News and decried him, a lot of military personnel.
And nothing happened to them.
No. No.
Interesting.
No. So anyway, all right, we have to take our first commercial break.
Okay, lots to talk about when we come back.
What do you want to talk about? This is your show. What do you want to come back and talk about first?
Well, I want to talk about the new sleeping pill that has been approved.
Yes.
Intermezzo,
yeah.
Which is a nice name. I like the name.
Because it's Italian, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, let's do this. We're going to do a little pharmaceutical industry update when we come back. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER. Today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hey, Elisa.
Yes?
Say, welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
That sounds good.
Okay, so Intermezzo. What are your thoughts on the new drug, Intermezzo, for first drug? It's the first drug for early awakening.
Yeah, and And you know what? They're really just trying to capitalize on a segment of people that are having a problem.
Like I just said to you in the break, it seems to me that the pharmaceutical companies are just trying to find new ways to prescribe old drugs.
And they are. It's actually called repurposing of drugs.
Okay.
And Intermezzo is just Ambien. That's all it is. Uh-huh. It's Ambien, but it's a fast-acting, short-lasting Ambien. That's all it is. And they're prescribing it to people to take in the middle of the night when they wake up.
In lower doses.
Yeah. So it has all the same side effects as Ambien.
Uh-huh.
Personality changes, the potential to get up in the middle of the night, get in your car, and find yourself awakening in Boston when you live in New York and fell asleep in New York. I mean, these are things that actually happen to people while they're taking Ambien. These will happen to people who take Intermezzo.
It sounds so bizarre, you know?
It is bizarre. It's bizarre because the FDA allows these companies to give these drugs to people knowing that they have these horrible, horrible side effects.
There's a man named Dr. Robert Temple, who is the Deputy Center Director for Clinical Science in the FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation.
Yeah, right.
He said, with this lower dose, there is less risk of a person having too much drug in the body upon wakening, which can cause dangerous drowsiness and impair driving.
But see, here's why he's wrong, okay? And he's wrong, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because the original Ambien, which was twice the dose, was taken at 8 o'clock at night, and you weren't going to wake up for 8 hours, 9 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So the net amount still in your bloodstream when you wake up in the morning is the same as taking half the dose of a fast-acting Ambien in the middle of the night and waking up 4 hours later. So he's totally wrong. And you don't have to understand pharmacokinetics to deduce this. The average person with even a modicum of intelligence knows if you take half the dose at the 4 hour point versus the whole dose at the 8 hour point, when you wake up, the effects are going to be very similar.
Right. And you were just talking about the side effects. It says, as with other sleep medication, this formulation may cause serious side effects, including getting out of bed while not fully awake.
That's a nice way of saying sleepwalking, by
the way. Not remembering what you have done. The FDA statements note this. Reported activities while under the influence of sleep medications include driving a car, eating food, having sex, talking on the phone, and sleepwalking without knowing that you're doing it and not remembering that you do it.
And for those of you really talented people, Ambien will cause you to drive a car, eat, and have sex all at the same time. this is shocking. It really is.
Well, and you know, okay, so then on the heels of that, then on March 12th, there was an article in the New York Times about new worries about sleeping pills causing death.
Yeah, right.
So the FDA approves it, but then they're putting new articles about how sleeping pills cause...
Well, this is classic government/military CYA, cover your ass. So what the FDA is saying is, look, we're warning you not to take this stuff, but we're also telling you that it's safe to take it. So you're confused. You do what you want, but don't come back and blame us, because no matter what you say to them, they'll point at the appropriate statement. Well, if you say, I woke up in the middle of the night apparently and killed my spouse while using Ambien, they'll say, hey, we told you that sleeping pills are dangerous. And then if you say, I can't sleep, I need a drug to help me sleep, they'll say, well, use Ambien. It's safe.
Patients taking prescription sleep aids on a regular basis were nearly five times as likely as non-users to die over a period of 2.5 years. And it says here that heavy users were also more likely to develop, I can't talk today.
That's okay. The new studio.
Develop cancer.
It must be the Ambien you took last night.
No, I use melatonin.
There you go. Oh, no, but don't use that. That's a hormone.
I know.
That's a doctor. I never forget this. When my mom, I went out to visit her after her stroke, and she wasn't sleeping well, and they wanted her to take Valium to sleep. And I said to the doctor, Valium has a host of problems, including dependency.
Uh-huh.
Plus, you don't get good sleep on Valium. You don't go through all the stages of sleep. You can become actually, it's problematic, people on Valium for sleep. I said, why can't she take melatonin? I'll never forget this. He goes, melatonin is a hormone. Like what he was saying was, that's reckless
bad.
And dangerous. And I said to him, but doesn't your body produce melatonin on its own? He goes, yes, it does. But you can't fool with hormones. Oh, but you can fool with Valium, I guess.
It says even people who take as few as 20 pills a year are at risk.
And, you know, and let's talk about that for a second. How many people do you think their doctor prescribes Ambien or now Intramezzo for that are just going to take 20 a year? They're going to take it every night.
They're going to take it every night.
Every night. And for how long? Do you think they're going to take it every night and go, okay, you know, I'm going to take this every night for a few months until I get my sleep straightened out. Then I'm going to stop.
This is shocking. Americans filled some 60 million prescriptions for sleeping pills last year.
Last year, 60 million. 60 million individual prescriptions. That means that there's 60 million people out there taking sleeping pills like this.
That's just shocking to me.
I don't understand why there isn't more. I'm waiting for someone to kill somebody and blame it on Ambien. I thought it was going to happen the first time we talked about Ambien a year or so ago.
And here's something else I wanted to ask you about, and I know I mentioned this to you this morning. So the doctors tell you to take these sleeping pills, but then they tell you that if you take hormones for too long, you're at risk for cancer. So
right.
you, if you take them, don't take them for too long, but you can take sleeping pills forever.
Or statin drugs or high blood pressure medications, all these drugs that have terrible side effects on your body.
Yes.
You can take them. In fact, forever really is the statement now, because they're getting kids at 19 years old on these drugs, 17 years old on these drugs. So these kids are going to be taking these drugs for 50, 60 years. But yet, don't take hormones too long because they're dangerous.
Yes.
And besides, we don't want you taking hormones because we need you to get sick, because we need to put you on Ambien for the rest of your life.
Because
it's terrible.
I'm speechless.
I ask every now and then I get a doctor on the show that I say, how do doctors reconcile in their own mind prescribing medications that quite often have worse side effects than the dangers of the illnesses that they treat? How do they do that? How do you decide to give a guy a statin drug to reduce his risk of heart attack by nothing, knowing that it will probably predispose him to dementia, muscle wasting diseases, and a host of other disorders, but yet you don't care about those things as much as you care about reducing his cholesterol? Now, how do doctors do that? How does a doctor say to you, you're going through a hormonal cessation, man or woman. Instead of us replacing the hormone, we're going to give you these drugs instead that are going to destroy your body over years. How do they do that?
I don't know, but don't you think it's up to us as informed consumers to I went to the doctor this week for just a regular physical.
Right.
Just
your once-a-year physical.
My once-a-year physical. And he basically told me that he has a drug for everything. And
right.
That was his words. I have a drug for everything. If right. you come in here with something, I have a drug that will fix it.
Right.
I said, I don't want your drugs.
But he doesn't have a drug that will fix it. He has what doctors have are not drugs that fix things. They have the equivalent to masking tape.
Mm-hmm.
You see? You know, when something breaks, you use masking tape until you have time to fix it. That's what doctors do. They give you things to mask, just like masking tape is called. They give you things to mask the symptoms so you think you don't have the disease anymore.
I really think he was trying to find something wrong with me. He was saying, well, how's your sleep? I sleep great. I use melatonin.
Yeah.
You know, he kept asking all these questions. I know it's his job to do that, but still, I think he was really searching for something that was wrong.
Right. Well, of course he is. There's an old saying, if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Okay? Well, it's the truth, right?
That's true.
So if doctors, the only way they can help you is to find something wrong with you and then prescribe something that masks those symptoms. He couldn't sit and tell you, you know, these markers are high, so we need to look at different type of exercise, maybe your diet, you're eating too. You know, they can't talk to you about that stuff. They can't talk to you about stuff that really affects health. They can only talk to you about things that mask problems.
I told him I don't want your drugs, so don't tell me about them.
Good.
I don't need them either. But I did want to address what you said just a few minutes ago, that the use of prescription drugs among young adults has rose 2% in the 2011.
Right.
For, young adults ages 19 to 25, the prescription drug use rose 2%.
Yeah. So doctors are prescribing more statin drugs for young adults. They're prescribing blood pressure medicines for young adults. They're probably prescribing glucose modulating drugs too for young adults who are obese. I mean, you know, the rate of obesity in young adults is high.
Right. And in older Americans, 65 years and older, it fell 3.1%.
And I wonder why that is. Could it be that there's adults are dying? The older adults are dying? So I don't know. That's an interesting one.
But this was an article that Dominique Les posted that Americans are spending $320 billion on medications.
That's ridiculous.
A year.
That
was
insane.
Last year's figures.
That's insane. Do you want to move on? Because there's something else that's really important to talk about that we talked about a lot here on the show. The pink slime companies are going bankrupt, right? Oh, maybe not. What do you
go
want?
Ahead.
To,
no, go no, ahead. Go ahead.
Because I'm just looking at the time here. We're coming up on another break here. You want to talk about it when we come back from the break? We have to take a break. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, guess what? Pink slime has gone the way of the Twinkie. And it's good news, too. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Supremo Radio.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I'm in the studio today with Elisa Profumo. We're doing Casual Friday. What's the next story, Elisa?
I thought you said we were talking about the pink slime.
Yes. Pink slime has gone the way of the Twinkie.
Which is what?
Well, Twinkie, the company that manufactures Twinkies, the Twinkie arm has filed bankruptcy because nobody buys Twinkies anymore, so they're going out of business. And from what I understand, the companies that manufacture the pink slime additive are looking for bankruptcy protection as well.
It says that Beef Products, Inc. has three factories have idled, and AFA Foods filed for bankruptcy protection.
You know what I really find interesting? In the media, they try to make people feel bad.
Yes, yes.
For not being willing to eat ammonium sulfate additives to keep this group of people employed.
What I find interesting is that back in 1974, the FDA ruled that the pink slime was generally recognized as safe.
Yeah.
So, I mean, okay, so they said as long as it's in small amounts. So as long as that's in small amounts, mercury is in small amounts, lead, you know, everything.
Arsenic.
Is in, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the fungicide that's in the orange juice that's supposed to wash through our livers. Yeah, the FDA in its divine wisdom says anything the FDA thinks is safe is safe.
Right.
And people should be willing to eat it and not question it.
Ammonium chloride salt was present in Wonder Bread, Chef Boyardee, Chips Ahoy cookies, but... the ammonium hydroxide, I guess, is different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And obviously, this particular byproduct that has found its way into our beef meat chain, I guess it's probably in all meats, right? They probably use it in poultry, too, like the ground chicken and the ground turkey. I bet they use it. I wonder if they use it. No, because it was pink. I don't know. But definitely in ground beef. Look, who cares if it's tolerable by the body, right? I'm sure eating a certain amount of lead every day is tolerable by the body. But do you really want to do that? And I don't understand why the FDA gets to choose what people should be able to, what toxins people should be willing to subject their bodies to, just so that some industry can stay around.
What I found interesting is that they don't have to label it. As long as they keep it less than 1%, they don't have to declare it on the label.
Yeah, that's it.
So we don't, and it kind of goes back to what the guy that was on the show yesterday, John Moody, I think, was talking about what the FDA said. We don't have a right to.
We don't have a fundamental right to health, and we don't have a fundamental right to eat with anything that we want to eat.
Right. They don't think that we should know what's in our food, I guess.
No, no. It's
kind of scary.
Well, it's not just scary. To me, it's terrible. It's terrible. It's the greatest resource this country has is its people. If everybody in this country picked up and left and the government was here by themselves, they'd have to eat each other because they couldn't make anything happen. And the reality is that the greatest resource that this country has is being exploited. You know, I think I said it yesterday that if you don't think slavery is alive and well in this country, you're wrong. It's just not Africans anymore. It's all of us. We have been enslaved in one way, shape, or form by the government who exploits us, who strives to control us, and then doesn't want us to ask for anything in return. And it's a very, very sad day here. And you know,
we can't even have free speech.
Yeah, look at this poor guy. Look at this poor guy, because he said something bad about the Obama administration. He's going to get a dishonorable discharge.
It goes to show, be careful what you post on Facebook.
Oh yeah, and you're not really free.
Because I saw some articles about employers wanting Facebook passcodes for people, wanting to break
something
into their Facebook pages.
Well, you know what my son Chase told me? He worked for a company called Take Lessons, which is like an online music lessons company. They won't hire you if you don't have a Facebook page.
Why?
They feel that you have something to hide, or you've lied to them about who you are.
That's odd.
They will not hire you if you don't have a Facebook page. Hmm. Isn't that something?
That is something. Well, in this article that I was reading about pink slime, it said that General Mills said the company does not discuss its production processes, and Campbell Soup Company did not respond to repeated requests for comment. And then Sara Lee, Hormel Foods, Kella, and ConAgra said that they do not use ammonium hydroxide in their foods.
Yeah. But the other ones just don't buy their foods. That's all.
Exactly. And Hershey's says that it uses natural cocoa, but in a few of the products it uses alkalized cocoa, which is potassium carbonate and not ammonium hydroxide.
Right.
I'm having a problem talking today. That's Maybe it's because I was off the air last week.
No, you know what I think it
and
is?
And I'm out of practice.
Isn't today your low carb day?
Yes.
That's what it is. I'll bet money on it.
Oh.
When you go low carb, this is what happens. You know, there's no doubt about it.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so you may need some carbs.
I think I do.
All right, so pink slime is on its way out, thank God. What else can we get rid of next? We have to keep our eyes open.
What about that article that we read about popcorn? I think it was either Gordon Woodward or Gordon Waddell. Gordon Waddell.
I get, because of the journalistic aspect of the show.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. I get, and by the way, I was eating at the end of the show yesterday. You pointed that out.
I did. That was,
I was starving. I threw like a handful of macadamia nuts in the last like 5 minutes of the show. And I thought I was far enough away from the mic, but obviously I wasn't.
Carl is addicted to macadamia nuts. He went to Trader Joe's and they were out of them. So when they finally had them in, he bought 8 packages of them.
And I've gone through 2 of them already. I do eat a lot of macadamia nuts.
But anyway, popcorn.
So I get these embargoed articles that say this article is due to be released on such and such a date. And back at the end of March, I think it was March 27th, I received a press release for popcorn, the snack with higher antioxidant levels than even fruits and vegetables. And I read it, you know.
Right.
And keep in mind that what they discovered was the part of the corn that's high in antioxidants is the husk or the hull.
The hull. It's the hull, yeah.
Right?
Right.
Okay, so first of all, we really don't eat the hull, okay? Unless it sticks to the popcorn when you're eating it.
Or it gets stuck in your teeth.
Okay, so we really don't eat the hull. The hull is also almost completely undigestible. For anybody who's ever eaten hulls, you know that it comes out the same way it goes in.
It says here, popcorn may be the perfect snack food.
And this is frustrating to me.
It's so misleading because it's probably GMO. It is
going
to be GMO.
Well, that's the other thing they say about it. They say that unlike, I got to find this. This is really good. This is really good.
Popcorn may be the perfect snack food. It's the only snack that is 100% unprocessed whole grain.
That's it. Unprocessed whole. So they don't care that it is genetically modified because the FDA says that genetic modifications are not the same thing as processing.
All other grains are processed and diluted with other ingredients, and although cereals are called whole grain, this simply means that over 51% of the weight of the product is whole grain.
Right. But see, popcorn is genetically modified. 99% of it is GMO, number one. Number two, it is the fastest way to put on visceral and adipose fat. That's a subcutaneous fat. It's the fastest way to put on fat is to eat popcorn.
They feed cows corn for the last 2 weeks of their life so that they put on 3 pounds of fat a day.
A day. So This guy is saying, but they have antioxidants. And this goes back to my analogy that I tell time and time again, and I know everybody on the show is tired of hearing it, but it's the truth. The undigested pin oats in horse manure probably have some sort of nutritional value. But are you going to eat a mound of horse manure to get that little nutritional value? Of course not. It's insane. Would you eat something as bad for you as genetically modified corn, which not only contributes to IBS and all sorts of stomach problems, but will make you fat, okay? Will spike insulin like a mofo, okay? Just because it has some antioxidants in it? Give me a break.
Polyphenols, yeah. And fiber. It says polyphenols and fiber. This article is so misleading for the average consumer.
Yes, and this is why I didn't cover it on the show. I didn't cover it. Just like I didn't cover the article that I got that said people who eat chocolate on a daily basis tend to be thinner than people who don't. Because these are studies that are worthless.
Studies allow people to think, okay, it's okay for me to eat chocolate. It's okay for me to drink red wine. Well, it's okay for me to eat popcorn.
It's funny you say that, because what I was just going to say was, look, have you ever seen a crack addict?
No.
They are skinny. They are so skinny. I mean, so skinny, right?
I know people that think that that's a good thing.
And I was just going to say, and there's people out there who think that skinny is the way to be. Well, you know what? I'm sure that we could probably do a study that shows that smoking crack once a day for 6 months cuts BMI by 50%. Are you going to smoke crack so that your BMI goes down? Of course not. See, if I said that to an epidemiologist, I want to do this study. I want to show that smoking crack once a day can actually reduce BMI. He would say, are you crazy? That's a terrible thing to do. Yes, it is a terrible thing to do. But it's only moderately more terrible than telling people that eating corn and eating chocolate is the way to be healthy and thin.
Well, and not only that, but think about this. How many people really air pop popcorn? How many people search for popcorn that's not genetically modified?
You bought it. What do you get it from? The Amish, right?
The Amish people sell GMO popcorn that's non-GMO. But most people buy microwave popcorn. Think of all the additives and chemicals and probably BPA and who knows what.
I was flying home from Connecticut on business. This was probably in 2002. And I was standing on Southwest in my line waiting to get on my plane in front of a guy who works for a company that makes the flavor additives for popcorn.
Uh-huh.
And he was flying out to Indiana to meet with the people at Orville Redenbacher, okay? Because they came out with a new butter flavor that was even more buttery than before. So I was talking to him about the flavor. It's all chemicals. There's nothing about butter in it. You know what he told me?
What?
That when they make this chemical, they have to wear hazmat suits because even breathing a small amount of it can destroy the lungs. Can destroy the lungs.
But people eat it.
And then they put it in the popcorn. But again, in the FDA wisdom, they put such a small amount in the popcorn to get that flavor that you're not, and you shouldn't be breathing it. You're eating it, right?
But if you put the bag of a popcorn in the microwave, you open it up and you get that burst of air that has all those chemicals in it.
Yes.
You breathe that in.
But let's face it, you are ingesting it. So if this is something that can destroy your lungs upon breathing it, do you really want to eat it? And you're right. Nobody eats air popcorn. They're eating that chemically laden wax paper bag infused popcorn that just came out of the microwave.
I have a story to tell. I was with a friend's daughter, and she said she wanted popcorn, so I put it on the stove and was making it on the stove with a pan and olive oil, or not olive oil, coconut oil.
Right.
And she was like, well, what are you doing? She had never seen popcorn made like that before.
And you told her, I'm making popcorn.
I'm making popcorn. She goes, you're not going to make it in the microwave? And I'm like, no.
Did she like it?
Yes, she loved it. Yep.
But again, popcorn is not
good
because of its antioxidants. Take a handful of antioxidant pills and eat a piece of grass-fed beef if you want to do something healthy for yourself. Stay away from popcorn. And this is why you have to apply your critical thinking skills to stuff like this. This study says The scientist acknowledges funding from the University of Scranton. I want to look in. Dr. Andrew Adel Musa, he is now given his real name, has said.
And he put a picture up, too.
That there's new legislature that's going to force the direct, where the dollars are coming from directly for research. Because a lot of times, companies like the corn producers will give money to the University of Scranton. And then the University of Scranton will give money to individual scientists. So they launder the money. So it doesn't say that the money came from the corn producers. It says it came from the University of Scranton. Now, I'm not suggesting that's what happened. But this is a really slanted piece in favor of a horrible food.
And didn't one of our friends tell us last weekend that she's in the pharmaceutical industry that they're going to have to start stating how much, like a doctor is going to have to say how much money they got paid?
Yes.
They're going to have to.
It's called the sunlight law. And the reason, you know, put sunlight on it. Like, in other words, nothing, a transparency, nothing to conceal. It's called the sunlight law. And doctors are going to have to disclose what money they've gotten, and pharmaceutical companies have to disclose what money they've given, and they're putting caps on it, like ridiculously low caps, like $200, something like that. The game is going to change. Doctors are going to have to start thinking again.
Has that already been passed?
I don't know. We'll have to do some research. Maybe I'll get somebody on the show. Maybe Dr. Michael Smith knows about it.
Good idea.
Yeah. All right, let's take a commercial break, and when we come back, we will pick it up with more Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. If no one is around you, say, baby, I love you. If you ain't running game, say my name, say my name. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy and disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SAVE.
H Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ecdysterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Bring us back from the break, Elisa.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
Oh, that's nice.
Why are you having me do that today?
Because you have such a nice voice. I like to hear it. Everybody thinks you have a nice voice. They want to hear more of it. That's why. Okay. So anyway, what are we going to talk about now?
Well, we wanted to talk about the FDA and BPA. That rhymes.
That rhymes. I like that.
The FDA and their infinite wisdom has decided to allow BPA to remain in our
food supplies,
yeah. Canned foods, plastic bottles, DVDs, plastic wrap, and who knows what else.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is a perfect example of where the FDA really could have done something good. They really could have. You know what? If the FDA would have banned BPA like every other country has already done for its people, I would have said, wow, maybe the FDA realizes that people come first, and they're starting to get the message, because a lot of people are talking bad about the FDA today.
I know that 60 Minutes thing that was on television on Sunday.
Yeah, about the defibrillators and all that. So I'm thinking maybe the FDA is going to start going, okay, we have to start doing our job. We've had a good run. A lot of people were able to cross over into the private sector and get great jobs for, you know, just raping people, raping the American people. But it's time for us to get serious. BPA is a no-brainer. We got to get rid of it. Every other country has gotten rid of it. It's no good. It's an endocrine disruptor. It's linked to all sorts of diseases. Let's pull the trigger and bring down BPA. And what do they do?
They are allowing it to stay. Yeah. And the producers of the toxic BPA are now boasting $8 billion in sales for 2012.
Can you imagine?
$8 billion.
And the FDA is letting them continue to sell this. And you know what? And the FDA, and you know what the FDA may say? Well, look, we have a bad economy. There's no jobs. And who knows? Maybe that's the message they're getting from the current administration. Look, don't shut any big industries down. Do not shut any big industries down. Because if BPA goes by the wayside, because you know what? The companies that make BPA could be saying, look, you know what? You make us stop producing BPA. We're talking about, across the country. You know, 30,000 jobs. You want that on the news that the FDA just shot down 30,000 jobs? Maybe that's what they're acquiescing to. But it doesn't matter, because 30,000 jobs is not worth the millions of lives that are being put at risk because BPA stays in our food chain.
Campbell Soup and Heinz Corporation are removing BPA from their products in an effort to reclaim consumers who are aware of the issues surrounding BPA, and the state of California is banning the substance from baby bottles and sippy cups.
That's great. And we have to vote with our dollars. We have to avoid anything that we know has BPA in it. And if we don't know if it has BPA in it, take a minute. Usually every can and bottle of anything at a grocery store has a toll-free number, and you call and you say, does this have BPA in it? And they say, yes, it does. You say, I just want to let you know I'm not buying it for that reason, and hang up. Because if they get enough of those calls, then they'll go, hey, you know what? We're not going to sell any. See, because there's another way to go at this. We can't get the FDA to do the right thing. And let's face it, they're never going to do the right thing, because they're the most corrupt organization in the world. They really are. And their corruption is the worst type of corruption, because it's killing millions of people. Okay? But that aside, if we stop buying things that we know has BPA in it, then those companies stop selling those things. When those companies stop selling those things, then they go, wait a minute, we need to change our product. No one's buying it.
I wonder if there's a list somewhere, you know, like there's a list with foods that contain high fructose corn syrup that you shouldn't eat. I wonder if there's a list that shows what contains BPA in it.
If there's not, there's a website for somebody who wants to get into business for themselves.
Right.
Create a BPA, update it daily, People subscribe and you'll sell advertising on it.
Exactly.
Get a BPA list website.
Here's what the FDA had to say. While evidence from some studies have raised questions as to whether BPA may be associated with a variety of health effects, there remain serious questions about these studies, particularly as they relate to humans. And that's what they said.
Yeah. Look, BPA is a xenoestrogen, okay? I'm sorry. It's actually estrogenic and androgenic, okay? It's an endocrine disruptor. It has an affinity to both the androgen receptor and the estrogen receptor, I believe. And I know phthalates, just the androgen receptor. With that being said, it's an endocrine disruptor. It's a known endocrine disruptor, okay? It acts like a hormone once it's in the body. And we already know that xenoestrogens and phytoestrogens cause illnesses in people because they're not real hormones. They just compromise the hormone receptor and activate it in ways that the real hormones don't activate it, okay? So it doesn't take research to know that this stuff is not healthy to ingest. And so I say, screw the FDA. Who cares what they think? They're idiots. I know this is a horrible thing to say, but I hope that the people who made this decision at the FDA, I hope your grandchildren develop the types of cancers that are linked to BPAs. And I hope that you feel comfortable selling your soul and the souls of your family because you don't want to piss off an industry that's crapping on American lives. All the other countries have done it. Don't ever talk bad about these other countries and how they don't care about their people. Because these other countries protect their people more than the United States does right now. Okay? So this is nonsense. And just don't buy anything with BPA and let people know at the store level, at the company level, that you're choosing not to buy these products because there's BPA in it. That's it.
Did you know that there's a brand new class of cancer-causing estrogens?
No. What are they?
The metalloestrogens.
Really? So we have phytoestrogens that come from plant sources and vegetation sources. Then we have xenoestrogens that come from chemical sources. Metalloestrogens are metals that act like estrogen?
Yes. No, the phytoestrogens are from soy. Right?
Well, not just soy. A phyto-anything.
Okay.
Is from a plant base.
Okay.
So it could be, there's alfalfa out there that has soy-like compounds in it.
Uh-huh.
There's plants out there like horny goat weed
Goat weed?
Yes, and it's called that for a reason. Horny goat weed has androgen, phytoandrogens. It has androgen-like compounds, compounds that look like testosterone. And so phyto implies plant source.
Uh-huh.
Xeno implies chemical source. So your pesticides, for instance, and BPA is a xenoestrogen. It is a chemical-based endocrine disruptor that looks like a hormone.
So the new class is metalloestrogens.
So now these are metals that are in our environment that act like estrogens.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Do you know what they are? Or talk about them.
Copper, lead, mercury, nickel, tin, vanadate, cobalt, chromium, barium, arsenite.
Arsenite, okay. I know what it is because antinome. It's
aluminum, selenite.
Antimony.
Yes.
Antimony. Yeah.
So easy for you to say.
No, because I worked with antimony. We used to use it.
What
to
is
make,
that?
It's a very brittle metal that has a very, very low melting point.
Mm-hmm.
And they use it for chucks. When they have to chuck something, create a bond to something temporarily, and then they want it to break away really quickly, they use antimony.
So. It says that these have been added to supplements and foods as nutrients.
Mm. And they act like an estrogen.
Yes.
And they've been linked to cancers in women? Or
mm-hmm.
Wow.
They've been identified as being capable of binding to cellular estrogen receptors and then mimicking the actions of physiological estrogens.
Yeah, but the problem is they don't mimic exactly. If they did mimic exactly, it might be a good thing, but they actually don't mimic exactly, and that's where part of the problem is.
Really?
Yeah. Go ahead. Good. So what else?
Cadmium.
Cadmium, okay.
Is linked to higher breast cancer risks.
Mm. So women who come in contact with cadmium
Right. And then also there's an article here about a cosmetic ingredient called paraben.
Yeah, like methylparaben and propylparaben.
And found that those are found in deodorants. They are causing breast cancer in women as well.
Interesting. We did a show about the linkage between deodorant, antiperspirant, and cancers a while back. But we didn't have this kind of conclusive information on that show. That's interesting. So parabens, what are they doing, finding high levels of parabens in women with breast cancer?
So studies have shown that parabens can affect your body much like the estrogens, which can lead to diminished muscle mass, extra fat storage, and male breast growth.
Yeah. Gynecomastia.
So, gynecomastia, yep.
Yeah, interesting. So, you know, we're being bombarded with all of these hormone-like compounds in our environment, and the FDA had a chance to get rid of one of them, and in their divine wisdom, they did not.
So. Right. The EPA has linked methylparabens in particular to metabolic, developmental, hormonal, and neurological disorders, as well as various cancers.
That's terrible.
I mean, just people read the ingredients, see what's in there.
Yeah.
But that's the problem, too, because they don't always put everything in the ingredient list.
Yeah, because the FDA allows them to not have to mention certain things if they're under certain levels.
Okay, and also they're talking about mammography causing cancer, not
really
preventing it, yes.
I think we've heard that once before. Is it the radiation from the mammogram, or is it the squashing of the breast?
Both.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. And so, is that why, I mean, so is there an alternative to a mammogram?
I was talking to a pharmacist the other day, and she was telling me about thermography.
Yeah, thermography. It's heat based.
It's heat based,
right.
And you can. I'm not sure how they do it, but they can see on their scan if there's
a mass.
A mass. It would show up as
a cold spot, generally, right?
Is it cold?
I think so. It would be blue, where everything else would be bright red or orange because and yellow because of the body heat.
I think I'm going to go that route next time.
Yeah, yeah. Any radiation is not good, let's face it. But then again, in small amounts, it's okay. As is mercury in your mouth.
Well, they used to say that women from the age of 40 on should have mammograms, but now they're saying that women in their 40s should not get a mammogram, and that only from the age of 50 on.
And the reason for that
is... And that's the U.S. Preventive Task Force. That's who made
came
that
up with
statement.
That. So theoretically, it sounds to me like the younger you are, the more susceptible you are to developing
cancers.
Well,
it's because you have that radiation for so many more years.
Every year.
If you go from 40 on, then you're going to have a higher risk of developing breast cancer when you're in your 50s. And if you wait till you're 50 and then you do it every other year, you don't have that radiation.
So it's just the basic radiation load. I got
mm-hmm.
you now. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So thermography is the way to go. Do we have anything else we want to talk about, or do you want to take a break?
It's time for a break.
Yeah, it is. It's time for a break. It's time for a break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me. Live my life as a thug.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw: the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. John Moody was on the show yesterday talking about the law that they passed in Michigan. And he asked everybody to call Governor Rick Snyder's office and gave the phone number. I'm going to give the number again. I think I'm going to call now and do it, you know, because I promised I would do it and I didn't do it yesterday.
Is he who is Rick Snyder?
He's the governor of Michigan. And what happened was the Department of Natural Resources and the Michigan pork producers got together, and in an effort to control wild hogs, wild feral hogs, which they have a problem in Michigan, they, at the same time, killed the small family farm who raises heritage hogs, which are the hogs that we want because they're the ones that are healthy. I learned about this from John Wood over at U.S. Wellness Meats. All he sells is heritage hog meat. That's the good pork. That's the pork from animals that have not been epigenetically altered by feeding them garbage for years. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
They're not the little pink pigs that we see, or the pink pigs. These are the natural pigs that roamed the earth, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years ago before they altered them genetically and turned them into these disgusting things that we eat today.
And so what did Michigan, the state of Michigan?
So Michigan, in an effort to control the wild hog population, which they have a problem, they outlawed the ownership of anything other than the traditional hog that's made into bacon today. So farmers who are growing heritage hogs have to get rid of them, even though they're not wild in the wilderness. So I want to call.
Makes no sense.
But it does make sense because the pork producer industry there doesn't want the farmers growing heritage hogs.
Hmm.
See, they don't want the competition. They want everybody growing that hog that ends up being, you know, armor bacon. And they don't want people. It's the same thing like what's going on with raw milk and pasteurized milk. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a threat to the small family farm. So I had promised that I would call Governor Rick Snyder's office. I'm going to do it right now. Whoa.
That scared me. Made me jump.
Hold on. Get an outside line. Seven, eight, five, eight.
What's the number again?
517-335-7858.
517-335.
I'll give it again.
Good morning. Thank you for calling the Executive Office of Governor Rick Snyder. My name is John. How may I help you?
Hey, John, this is Carl Lenore, and I am on the air right now with Superhuman Radio. I was calling to see if we can get somebody from your office to come on and talk about the new law that is outlawing the ability for farmers to raise heritage hogs and lumping them in together with the wild hog population.
Well, something like that would request for media would need to go through our communications department. I'm sorry, I don't believe anybody is currently available. Have you called the Department of Natural Resources for the state of Michigan?
No, I haven't called.
Would
them
you like that number?
Yeah, please.
One moment as I look. Resources, contact the DNR.
Have you gotten any calls about this this new law?
We do not usually give out any type of numbers regarding other people who call. I'm sorry.
No.
This is not something I provide
yeah.
whatsoever. So.
Okay. Just
appreciate it. I'm looking at that number. Let's see.
No good, huh?
Oh, no. I know there's a number. I'm sorry. I'm going
That's okay.
through
we'll,
too many
we'll,
different
we'll
websites.
Look, we'll,
but
look it, I, we'll look it up from here. We'll look it up here.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, right. yeah. But we do. I wouldn't want to lose the opportunity to let you know that. We're telling our listeners that this is not a good thing for Michigan. It hurts the small family
farm. We appreciate that, and I would definitely encourage you to contact the Department of Natural Resources and let them, if they don't, they might not even be able to discuss the matter, especially since you are unfortunately not a constituent in the state of Michigan, but we appreciate your
comments.
We have
hundreds of thousands of listeners in Michigan, and we're telling them that this is not a good thing.
Absolutely.
And we hope that the governor comes forth.
Licensing an application.
We hope that the governor comes forth and takes a stand on this issue because it's not fair to the small family farm. Okay?
Oh, thank you so much for those
thank
comments.
You so much.
You have a great day.
Yeah. Okay, so we got nowhere. And it's typical politics. I guess I should have planned that a little bit better. I didn't think they were going to give us any resolution. But I am going to try to get the Department of Natural Resources next week on the phone. Maybe I'll try to do a pre-taped interview with them to find out what it is that they're opposed to in the small family farm raising heritage hogs. So that was a disaster, wasn't it, Elisa?
I'm just sitting here.
anyway, okay. So what else do we want to talk about?
The one I did want to just mention briefly, I found this story interesting because we have talked about carmine on the show before.
Yeah, the
For
color.
Those of you who don't know what carmine is, it's the bug, and they get cochineal extract from it.
Right.
And they use it as a dye in foods.
Right.
And Starbucks was getting a lot of flack for using it in their frappuccinos, their strawberry cream frappuccinos, and red velvet whoopie pies, whatever a whoopie pie is. Mm. Vegetarians were, I guess, protesting Starbucks for that.
Oh, but vegetarians don't eat bugs?
Well, I think I would rather use the bug than the chemical red dye that's used.
Red dye number 40 that's been linked to a variety of disorders and diseases.
Right, and that's why Starbucks switched, was because of that. They switched
to the vegetarians don't eat bugs. But a bug is closer to a vegetable than an animal. I mean, if you're eating vegetables, you're probably eating bugs by accident from time to time.
Right.
That's funny. I didn't know that they don't eat bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
So did you have some listener questions that you wanted to
we
answer?
We do, actually. Okay, hold on a second.
Have you recovered from the phone call?
No, I haven't, actually. I'm kind of frustrated, to be honest with you. I wish I would have planned that a little bit better. We do have one question in particular that I want to get to from Carmela Cierzo.
And then there was one on iTunes that we wanted to address.
Yes. Let me open that up also. That's good. Carmela Cierzo, would you read Carmela's question and then I'll pull up the one from iTunes? Would that be, or do you have it in front of you?
Yeah, that's fine. Carmela said she has a quick question about the ingredient called erythritol. It's a food additive as well as a sugar alcohol. And she wanted us to explain that because they do use erythritol in small, very, very small amounts in Quest protein bars.
In the natural line of Quest protein bars. Okay. In the regular Quest protein bar line, they use sucralose, okay? And that's considered an artificial sweetener. Erythritol is a sugar alcohol. So it's a derivative of sugar. So it's not considered an artificial sweetener. And in that way, they are able to maintain the natural status of the product.
Right.
The problem with sugar alcohols is that majority of them cause gastric distress. They cause bloating in the stomach. They cause, in some cases, stomach pain. And they are tough on the digestive tract. The reason that the folks at Quest use erythritol is because it really is the only one that does not cause stomach distress. It's the only sugar alcohol that does not cause stomach distress. And I think that I can sit here and tell you confidently that it doesn't, just because of the large number of people that eat the natural line who don't get bloating and gastric issues from it.
Well, I can say I'm really sensitive to everything. My body is very sensitive to anything that I eat, and I have had no issues with it at all.
Yeah, and I don't like sugar alcohols by and large.
I don't typically eat sugar alcohols because they bother me, but the Quest Natural line does not bother me.
Now, you know, Quest offsets it with some stevia, which is a good thing. So it's not all erythritol. But nonetheless, there is a small amount in there. And so people who are concerned about sugar alcohols for whatever reason may want to go the sucralose way, because sucralose is pretty easy on the stomach. However, sucralose cannot be called natural because it's not naturally occurring like a sugar alcohol is.
So right.
I don't find the problem with the erythritol at all personally. I really don't.
I don't either.
So anyway, we ask the listeners from time to time to go on iTunes and comment about the show. And I continue to ask people to do that because it helps us maintain a high profile on iTunes and helps us spread the word about the show. Recently, we checked iTunes just this morning, and there was a really well thought out comment on iTunes from just a couple days ago, right? April 1st. Here it is right here. And it was actually posted by Too Sexy for a Brain, whoever that person is. And I want to thank you, first of all, for taking the time to rate the show. And I do want to address two of the comments that you made. And one of them is well taken. The ugly. Carl sometimes cuts off the guests too frequently. Simply pose your questions in the beginning, then shut up and let the guests speak. And that probably works well in let's say if you have a long train ride into the city and you sit next to somebody and you ask them a question, you just let them go. But it does not work well when you're watching the clock and you have to take timed breaks. And this show does have to take time breaks. I mean, I do go over breaks from time to time. But unfortunately, I have the objective of getting as much of the information out there and as much of many of the answers possible to the question within the hour of time that we have. Now, I am guilty of cutting people off sometimes. There's no doubt about it. And there are times where I've cut them off where I thought, shoot, I wish I would have let him finish that now that I heard what he was going or she was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
I just did it to you a little while ago. During the first segment, you were not done talking about sleep aids, mm-hmm. and I moved on to pink slime.
Right.
So I do have to control my interruptions, but the problem with that is then I have to have the guest be more cognizant of the clock. Whenever a guest comes on this show, I send them a two-page document called show notes. And it gives them all sorts of great tips, like make sure you have a cup of hot tea, turn your cell phone to silent and turn it upside down so you're not distracted. If you're doing this from home, make sure the dog is outside. I mean, all these typical, these are things that I accumulated over the years that have gone wrong. It also says that your interview will start at 5 minutes after the hour or, you know, 1 minute after the hour. The first break is 10 minutes after the hour. The second break is 27 minutes after the hour. The third break is 42 minutes after the hour. and then your interview ends at 57 minutes after the hour. Please have a watch or clock close by with a second hand so that you can keep track of the time. When I say to a guest, hey, we're about to go into a break, just curious, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm looking for like a short answer, a yes or no, because that's why I preface it by saying we're about to go into a break. And the guest starts to roll. I have to make a decision. Is the information valuable enough to go on? Or do I interrupt them and go to break? And sometimes if I know that I have three other questions that I have to ask in this segment and this guest is taking a long time answering the first one, I have to make a decision. Well, do I abandon these other questions? I can't move them to the back because then the other questions get moved to the back. And then I'm going to run out of time before the interview is up. So I'm always struggling with that.
Did that person say anything else on that post? I think they said something else that was pertinent.
The bad. The bad. It says very, very creative. The good, the bad, and the ugly of Supreme Radio. Excuse me a second. Had a cough. Where's my tea?
That's why he tells his people to have tea with them.
Yes. He says the bad. While I see the need for ads and sponsors, it is my belief that a few of the pro-hormone products are outright dangerous. I'm sure they help developing muscles, but users should be warned more often. There are undoubtedly teens listening to the show that will buy products without thinking ahead. Health and youthful, flexible, and functional muscles beats big just to be big muscles any day and at any age, but especially as we get older. And I agree. But I do not grade which of these supplements are dangerous and which are not. I don't have an FDA here. And I think that if anything, people have to not just listen to the spots and jump in, but do some research. There are supplements that are advertised on this show that are actually outright anabolic steroids. Super DMZ, for instance, Superdrol Dimethazine. I mean, this is real steroid-like product. I mean, this stuff causes muscle gains, but it also has side effects. It is methylated, so it is tough on the liver. And so if you hear a spot and you jump and buy something, then shame on you. That's not what this show is about. This show is all about people being aware of everything they do, including the supplements on this show. But I could not go and start saying this supplement carries a warning, this one does not. I mean, that's you know, that's for people to decide on their own. I don't know what somebody's level of desire and risk is and what they plan on doing with their body. So, you know, again, yes, absolutely. There are some hardcore supplements being advertised on this show, just like they are everywhere else on the landscape of the internet and in magazines. I mean, there's nothing going on this show that isn't out there already somewhere else. And by no means does the fact that it's advertised on the show mean that you should be cavalier and just buy it and use it. You should do the same thing that you do with any other advertisement. You should do the research and find out what it is first.
Well, that's with anything in life. If you're sitting and watching television and there's an advertisement, I mean, you have to do your research before you purchase it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this show is no different. I mean, sponsors come on this show. All I look for in a sponsor is the stuff real. That's what I look for. If a sponsor says this is very powerful anabolic agent or this is a fantastic protein powder, I want to know that it's true. I just want to make sure it's not snake oil. I want to make sure that it's not fairy dust. I want to make sure it's not bunk.
All of our advertisers are not for all of our audience members.
Absolutely not.
They can pick and choose.
I mean, we have a peptide manufacturer. Not everybody wants to inject peptides, and I don't suggest that they do. And some people do. You know, some people want to take oral anabolics that carry certain risks. Some people don't. And they're going to employ that risky behavior, whether they heard about it on this show or not. But they do have to do the research to find out what the downsides are. But I do appreciate the comments. I think they're very good comments, and he's right. If anybody out there thinks that because it's advertised on the show that there's no risks involved, no, that's not the case. There's risks involved in everything. In everything. And this show, you know, the sponsors of this show, there are some supplements out there that are legitimately hardcore supplements. No doubt about it. And young people should not be taking hormones of any type, including melatonin. Nobody under 25 or 30 years old should be even using melatonin. That's the truth. Unless they have such severe sleep problems that their doctor wants to put them on something like Ambien, then I'd say, well, go for the melatonin. But melatonin can screw a kid up.
But you saw in that article that the rise in prescription drugs was in young children or young adults, 19 to 25.
Right, right.
So they're taking prescription drugs.
Yes, and again, I don't condone that either. I mean, I think that they should, wait as long as they can before they start using those kind of things.
I think Dr. Andrew must be listening live. He's posted several things about.
He's great. He must have the
hello,
most.
Hello, Dr. Andrew.
Adele has the most amazing filing system. I proposed an idea for an upcoming show, and I'm not going to give it away at all. But what I am going to say is it has something to do with electrolytes because, you know, I'm all about electrolytes right now. I'm really into this. There's a lot more to electrolytes than people think there are, especially in the area of muscle contractibility and strength. But anyway, I just proposed something. He shot back like two studies, like within 10 minutes. He was like, you know, you're not that far off. I found this and I found this after a cursory review. More to come. The guy has the most amazing filing system in the world. I don't know how he does it, but he's like he can put his hands on anything at any moment in time. So yeah, he's an amazing resource, amazing. And his blog, Subversity, SUPPVERSITY.com, is the best blog out there for really no-nonsense information about diet, strength, training, muscle gains, nutrition, and overall health. It's fantastic.
It is.
I'm very jealous of his intelligence, I have to tell you. Anyway, why don't we do this? Why don't we take our last commercial break? And when we come back, I have a final thoughts segment that I want to do real quick. How's that sound?
Can't wait.
Oh, yeah. All right, stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AgeForce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from
from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
I want to see a peaches, baby.
Okay, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. No fancy music this time, okay? These are my final thoughts for the week. And actually, Elisa, these final thoughts really speak to the discussion that I just had about, you know, people doing the research and understanding. I don't get it all right. There's no doubt in my mind about it. And my opinion about things changes from time to time because the learning process is organic. People need to spend more time understanding science in general. People need to make a greater investment in understanding the language of science. We can't depend on people like the Wizard of Oz to dumb things down and make it easy for us so that somebody can explain a difficult and complex concept to us and make it ultra simple so we can compare it to like making pudding or something like that. It doesn't work like that. Science doesn't work like that. Science is not about entertainment. Okay? Science is serious stuff. If you really want to be able to make it healthily through your life, you can't depend on other people to explain everything to you. You're going to have to do some of the mental heavy lifting yourself. And that starts out by developing the syntax, the language, understanding the language. Make an investment in a good medical dictionary. Read studies yourself. When you come up with a word that you don't understand what it means, don't cave in. Look it up. And get through that abstract yourself. If you're not already doing this, you should do this. Because if we depend on people in the media to simplify things, what we're going to be told is nonsense. Things like popcorn is good for you because of the antioxidants in it. Or people who eat more chocolate are thinner. Okay? Doesn't work that way. At the end of the day, you're responsible for your body. Not the FDA, not the current administration.
Not your doctor.
And not Dr. Oz. And certainly not me. Because the truth of the matter is, I'm on this side of the microphone, but I'm no different than you. Every single day, I'm trying something new. And by the way, unlike a lot of the other gurus or hosts or whatever out there, I'm actually trying to live the life. I get in the gym and I lift heavy. I am going to compete this year in a powerlifting competition one way or the other. I use the supplements I talk about. And most of the time, the things that I'm talking about on this show are spurned by my own interest in figuring it out for myself. But I am not an expert, and I don't know it all. And I am going through this journey just like you. That's it. But it all starts with having the respect for science that science deserves and learning to understand it and learning to be able to talk about it and converse in it intelligently so that you're not at the mercy of idiots like the Wizard of Oz. So those are my final thoughts. Pick up an abstract, get a medical dictionary online, and read it and understand it, and do that continuously. Because really, at the end of the day, the responsibility is yours.
Anything else, Elisa?
No, that's it.
Okay. I want to thank everybody for listening this week. We have great shows planned next week already in the hopper.
I want to say happy Easter to all of you who celebrate Easter.
Yes, eat lots of hard-boiled eggs this weekend. I'm going to.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you going to have an Easter egg hunt?
Yeah, maybe we will. Why don't we hide some Easter eggs in the backyard?
Okay.
All right, listen, thanks for listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll see everybody next week.
Bye.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.